Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus the Christ. Please be seated. Amen. Like a light shining in a dark place, the words John proclaims reveals the Son of God in human flesh, the man John was sent to reveal to Israel with his preaching and baptizing of repentance is Jesus. Jesus is the anointed one of God, the Christ. Because his words reveal the source and savior of all human life, John boldly confesses, he does not deny, but confesses, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and he is the Son of God." The baptism John was sent to give Jesus included the light of heaven shining on Jesus. It was a divine spotlight. The light shined from heaven, and the Spirit of God descended on and stayed with Jesus. With this divine light, Jesus begins to gradually reveal who he is and what he has come to do for all mankind. He has come to be our once-for-all sacrifice for sin. The image of a lamb is an ancient symbol of sacrifice for sin, and John's words apply that symbolism to Jesus, who is the Son of Mary and of God. The image of the Lamb of God was most notably given to Father Abraham when God provided the sacrificial ram, a male sheep, instead of requiring Abraham's only son as a sacrifice for sins. God provided the sacrifice for sins. God stopped the knife-wielding hand of Abraham. God provided the ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And finally, in Jesus Christ crucified outside Jerusalem, God demonstrates his love as the once-for-all sacrificial lamb to end all sacrificial lambs. The image of the sacrificial lamb who takes away the sin of the world, not only of certain people, but the sin of the whole world, reminds us of God's passion. His passion is his deep love for those he created in his image. His passion is his willingness to suffer for us. And like his passion, his compassion is his willingness to suffer not only for us, but with us in our suffering. He stays with us in our sufferings as we stay with him in his passion. Behold, the Lamb of God is with us until the end of the age. He stays with us as he has promised to stay with us. He stays with those who baptize all nations in his name and teach all he has commanded. He stays with those who are baptized and believe in him. He stays with those who continue to gather in his name. He stays with us as we meditate on his word day and night. He stays with us as we call on his name. He stays with us as we confess our sins and hear him absolve us through the men he has called and ordained to speak his powerful word of forgiveness with all his authority. He stays with and forgives us as we forgive those who trespass against us. Listen closely to how God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit not only work through John in the Jordan River, but also through Andrew and Simon Peter. This is how God works still today. John was sent by God to baptize and proclaim a baptism of repentance. He was sent to prepare the way of the Lord. When John saw Jesus by the Jordan, he told everyone, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John's disciples heard this word from John. Again, the next day when John looked at Jesus walk by, two of his disciples heard John say again, "Behold the Lamb of God." They immediately followed Jesus, and as darkness began to fall, they stayed with him. They stayed with the one who is the light of the world. One of them who heard John found his brother, told his brother about him, told him, "We have found the Messiah," and brought his brother to Jesus. First, Andrew heard John speak of Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one of God. Then Andrew followed Jesus. Then Andrew stayed with Jesus. Then Andrew found his brother and told him what he'd seen and heard of Jesus. And then Andrew brought his brother to Jesus. The conversion of God's elect first begins with someone speaking the word of God into their ears. First, there is the speaking, then the hearing, then the following and the staying, then the going and the finding, and then the bringing others to Jesus. The results are left to God. His sheep hear the voice of their shepherd, and they follow him. Simple. You may be reminded of one of the newer hymns in our hymnal, Thine the Amen, Thine the Praise. The fifth stanza goes something like, Thine the glory in the night, no more dying, only light. Thine the river, Thine the tree, then the Lamb eternally. Then the holy, 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 celebration, jubilee. Thine the splendor, Thine the brightness, only Thee, only Thee. Like John and Jesus in the Jordan, this stanza reminds us of the Lamb and light of God, bright and full of splendor, having been hung on a cursed tree, who is now enthroned and reigning at God's right hand, from which his power to give life flows like an everlasting river, where there is no more night or death, only the everlasting celebration of him and his light. While we still breathe in this world, God continues to call and send his messengers to reveal Jesus to his people and then to the rest of the world. Through Christ crucified, the bright beam of God's light has come into the world. Jesus continues to shine his light into this dark world by sending his people to baptize with water and now also with the Holy Spirit. He sends his light into the world through the ongoing proclamation of his word, through his baptism, and through his own body and blood. This is how God works. This is how he always works, to awaken and sustain faith. When Jesus speaks his saving words, the Holy Spirit works and faith is kindled. This faith is a gift of God. It does not rely on the power of persuasion or manipulation or our superior speaking skills. This faith relies only on the true words and Spirit of God. By his word, he stays with us so we can stay with him. It does not depend on what pleases our flesh. Our salvation, the salvation of our bodies and souls, depends on his word and Spirit working in us. His word and Spirit work in us when we are gathered together with those who call upon the name of the Lord. Where the testimony of Christ is confirmed among you, you can never lack any spiritual gift. Christ stays with you, and when Christ stays with you, the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation are yours. On the day Jesus returns in all his glory, when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed to you, you will be guiltless, so you may stand and receive him on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord stay with you. The Lord be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.